This is Keontae George, and you are listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Players are back to Keontae. Hard drive to the rack, going to jam, and he does.
New York, Madison Square Garden. An iconic arena was where this odyssey of a road trip came to a close for Utah, as they faced off against the Knicks for their sixth consecutive game away from the friendly confines of the Delta Center. The Jazz weren't able to find that New York state of mind as they fell to one of the top teams in the East tonight by a final score of 118-103. New York currently occupies the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference, and they played like it tonight, keeping the Jazz' potent offense at bay. There were some bright spots, however, in the loss, like the bounce back of Colin Sexton and the two Jazz men that were named to the NBA's Rising Stars game. I'm Davis Ellington, and I'll bring you all of tonight's action and a look ahead to the upcoming homestand right here on Jazz Game Rewind. It was a tough night for the Jazz offensively, as the team that strung 11 consecutive 120-plus point performances together was held to under 115 for the second consecutive game. With the Knicks' defense keying in on Markkanen all night, the scoring buck was passed to Colin Sexton, as the young Bull led the Jazz offense in scoring with 22 points and distributed a team-high 7 assists.
Sexton averaging 8 assists a game on the road trip, penetrates, fouled, finishes. Sexton drives, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Hart drives, loses the ball. John Collins has it. Fontecchio, Collins still on the other side, just getting up. He lays it up and in.
The Knicks have been led by Jalen Brunson this season, as he's been a major addition since he made his way to New York from Dallas. Brunson was a major contributor in this one tonight, as the guard had 29 points and 9 assists. However, with Randle and Anunoby out for tonight's contest, it was Dante DiVincenzo who stepped up for Coach Thibodeau and the Knicks, leading the team with 33 points and hitting on 9 of his 15 three-point attempts.
Jalen Brunson, right wing three, answers. Fast break. Brunson let it get by him. Sexton's the only one back. Brunson lays it up and in. 48 minutes as Brunson's left wide open for the first time all night, and he hits a three. Kicked out. DiVincenzo has it for three, and he hits. Top to DiVincenzo. Not again. Yep.
Prior to tonight's tip-off, Jazz rookie Keontae George and second-year man Walker Kessler were named to the NBA's Rising Stars game. They're the 15th and 16th Jazz players to receive the honor, joining household names like Kirilenko, Hayward, Gobert, and Mitchell to participate in the game. Tonight, Kessler showed the defensive prowess that led to his selection, as he had 4 blocked shots in this one. George has been turning heads all season long and did again tonight, scoring 15 points on 6 of 12 shooting in just 22 minutes of action.
DiVincenzo, beautiful spin in the lane. Kessler comes over and eradicates it at the rim. Walker, the best defender in the NBA, inside 6 feet. McBride, who's replaced quickly in the lineup, goes to the basket. Kessler comes out, alters the shot. Walker's having a big impact inside 6 feet. Back cut, DiVincenzo at the rim. Kessler with another block. A rebuke from Walker. Keontae one-on-one the rest of the way, lays it up and in. Nice finish for the left hand for Keontae George. 2 seconds left. One, Keontae fades back off the glass and in.
The Jazz fought to keep it close throughout the game tonight. As they went into the half trailing by just 8 points, Utah looked to make a second half run to close out the game and the road trip. Will Hardy's squad made a great push to start the third quarter, as they were able to cut the Knicks' lead down to just a single point thanks to an 11-2 run to open the third. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone with that electric Jazz third quarter charge.
57-51 with 11:30 left here, just underway in the second half basketball. Josh Hart in the lane, right hand floater up and in. Jazz played a box and one on Jalen Brunson, and their leading scorer has just 8, but Dante DiVincenzo had 19.
Now that's Chris Dunn's job.
Markkanen drives on Achiuwa through the lane, attacking the rim, and lays it up and in. The Knicks got an unusually high amount of rim shots in the first half, 21 in fact. They're not a high rim shooting team. They're 17th in the league, but again, they usually have Julius Randle, and he's going to be out for a while. Playing without Randle, without OG Anunoby, the Jazz might be able to take advantage of some depth. Both teams played last night, Knicks in Charlotte, Jazz in Brooklyn. Into the post to Chua, not much of an offensive player. Out to Hart for a rare three. Back rim, high rebound, tapped by Dunn, controlled by Collins. It's the two best offensive rebounding teams in the NBA tonight. As Sexton attacks the rack on the right wing, kisses it off the window, and it counts. He'll buy one, and he'll get one free.
You know, with that burst of speed, you can't relax when he has the ball at all. Even when he's just casually going up the floor, you cannot relax because he has a tremendous first step. And as soon as he gets the shoulder in there, he does not give it up.
So Jazz have whittled it down already here. Colin had a monster game against the Knicks on the December 13th win the Jazz got. It, and the set free throw's no good. You heard Colin. Oh! Great sound effects. Crowd funneling back to their seats as Brunson, right side three, bounces out. Markkanen grabs the rebound with one hand, and as he's holding it, Achiuwa from below knocks it. It goes high up over the glass and out of bounds.
Yeah, Markkanen looked like he was going to throw a football pass to the other end of the floor to
those
Dunn.
In New York, those fall incomplete.
Oh.
Either
is that
team.
Another Jets?
No, that could have been Giants. Their quarterback play wasn't real good this year either. And got pizzerias mad at them and everything. Here's Chris Dunn bumping and backing, working Brunson into the post, scores it.
Beautiful.
Well, the Jazz have attacked Jalen Brunson in the opening two of the three opening possessions.
And they're doing it with Dunn.
Throws Dunn away here on the first box in one possession now. Dunn staying with Brunson. They're doubling him off a pick. He throws in the middle lane to Hartenstein. 5 foot floater, no good. Rebound, Hartenstein back up and he dunks. The Knicks are the number one offensive rebounding team in the league in the first half. They got 43% of their misses. League average is 28%, so 43 is a ton. Jazz were up at 38%. Sexton penetrates down to the baseline. Kick out, Fontecchio, three, no. Dunn taps it back out to Market and the Jazz get the rebound. But Fontecchio loses the dribble, and a pass to Dunn gets stolen by Hart, who tries to tightrope the sideline, but not well enough. He steps out of bounds. 61-57.
Boy, did he step out of bounds. Almost takes the official out as well. That left foot, right foot on the line? Yes, it was.
James Williams with the call. Our officials tonight, James Williams, Brett Barnicky, and Brandon Schwab, no relation to Charles. Well, not that we're aware of. We did not choose them. They were assigned. We had no choice at all, in fact. 61-57. Lakers playing a back-to-back tonight after their double overtime game a few nights ago. They're trailing the Hawks at the half, by the way. 73-56 now. Hawks lead that one. Jazz and the Lakers tied for ninth in the Western Conference. Skip pass over the top. Sexton catches in the corner, shoots the three as the shot clock expires, and he tickles the twine. And the Utah Jazz have gotten to within one here to open the third quarter.
That was the closest the Jazz would cut it, however, as the Knicks would prove resilient, pulling away in the second half to secure their 31st win of the season. With a loss, Utah dips below 500 at 24-25. We'll have a chance to get back to even Thursday against Joel Embiid and the 76ers. Utah will play 8 of their next 9 games at home, traveling for just a single contest from now until February 27th. The Jazz will look to continue their stellar play at home, as the team has won 8 of their last 9 games at the Delta Center, with that lone loss being a 4-point contest against a Thunder team that sits one game out of first in the West. If you want to catch the action live at the Delta Center, you can get your tickets to all Jazz home games at utahjazz.com and get all your Jazz content at home or on the go with KJazz and Jazz Plus. As that'll do it for us here at Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Davis Ellington. We'll see you next time.